I'm Chris with your Linux headlines on September 23rd, 2019. On Friday, it was announced that Brian Bogensberger had resigned from his post as CEO of the commercial company behind the NPM repository. Bogensberger had been something of a divisive figure within NPM, who oversaw the firing of staff that attempted to unionize, and there was a subsequent resignation of co-founder and chief data officer. NPM serves over 1 billion requests for JavaScript packages per day to approximately 11 million developers worldwide, and Bogensberger's tenure had been marked by an increasing focus on commercialization seen as necessary to support user demands upon the repository. These pressures also led to NPM's recent announcement that users would be effectively rate limited to a maximum of 5 million requests per month to the registry. But the company has noted that this change should only affect a tiny percent of the user base. Google looks to boost Kotlin adoption. Google has announced two free Kotlin training programs for Android, which aim to help developers make a move away from Java. The bootcamp courses currently offer 8 tutorials presented in a walkthrough format and introduce students to basic concepts such as using an IDE and object-oriented programming. Once complete, students can move on to the more in-depth fundamentals courses, which Google claims will provide developers with enough knowledge to start using Kotlin for real-world Android development. Well, speaking of Google, they also announced PlayPass. Today they unveiled their own app and game subscription service for Android. It's dubbed as PlayPass, and the service will initially be rolling out in the U.S. this week, with additional countries to follow. Priced at $4.99 per month, but with both a 10-day free trial and then a 12-month initial introductory fee of just $1.99 per month for early adopters. PlayPass promises to initially offer access to around 350 titles that are free of ads and have no in-app purchases or other costs. And as a bonus, those who sign up to the service will be able to share their PlayPass subscription with up to 5 other family members whilst also keeping app choices private. The team behind React OS, that open-source operating system built to run Windows apps, has announced version 0.4.12. User-facing changes that will be the most notable is really the introduction of window snapping, probably the new font and theme improvements, and finally, working support for MIDI devices. Behind the scenes, the OS now supports Pixie booting and is close to being able to natively run Microsoft file system drivers. One of my favorite projects, uLauncher, has a new release, largely a bug fix. There is some big standout features like moving from Python 2 to Python 3. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/11. We'll be back tomorrow.